Hello again. You're listening to the News at 1. Israel has said there will be no humanitarian break to its siege of Gaza until Hamas releases the Israeli hostages abducted during its attack at the weekend. Israel's energy minister has vowed that no electric switch will be turned on, no water tap will be opened, and no fuel truck will enter Gaza until the Israeli abductees are returned. At least 150 hostages were taken into Gaza during the Hamas attack on Saturday. And Israel's death toll has risen to 1,300, according to the country's public broadcaster, among them 22-year-old Irish-Israeli woman Kim Damty, whose funeral has been held today. The full horror of what happened at the weekend is still emerging. Survivors of a massacre at the Beira kibbutz have been speaking about what happened, including Dublin man Thomas Hand. He told CNN that his 8-year-old daughter Emily, who was having a sleepover at a friend's house, was among those killed. And a warning, listeners may find this clip upsetting.
They just said, "We found Emily. She's dead." And I went, "Yes!" I went, "Yes," and smiled, because that is the best news of the possibilities that I knew. That was the best possibility that I was hoping for. She was either dead or in Gaza. And if you know anything about what they do to people in Gaza, that is worse than death. That is worse than death. The way they treat you. They'd have no food, they'd have no water. She'd be in a dark room filled with Christ knows how many people and terrified every minute, hour, day and possible years to come. So death was a blessing, an absolute blessing.
Thomas Hand speaking about the killing of his daughter Emily. The president of Israel, Isaac Herzog, has also been speaking about what's been happening in recent days. He compared Hamas to Islamic State militants.
It will be a long and drawn-out campaign against Hamas, which is basically a long, drawn-out campaign against ISIS. But Israel will defend its people and do whatever it takes with an iron fist to change the reality.
President Herzog of Israel. Well, the International Red Cross is demanding the release of the hostages in Gaza, but it's warned that Israel's total blockade means that without electricity, hospitals there are risking turning into morgues. The death toll in Gaza stands at more than 1,300, with thousands more injured in Israeli airstrikes. Dr. Ghassan Aboussita is a British doctor working in Gaza. He recorded an update for the BBC about what the situation is like on the medical front line.
When you walk to the emergency department, you're now walking through hundreds, if not thousands, of families that have taken up every corner of the compound, the Shifa. These families have come here to escape the bombing and to try to find a safe place. Literally every corner of the compound, there are families on mattresses, and it literally is a scene of desperation. The bombing has not stopped for a single hour. Every few minutes, the buildings in the hospital are shaken by shells and the sounds of bombings happening in the nearby.
Here, Taoiseach Micheál Martin, speaking in the Dáil a short time ago, said the entire population of Gaza cannot be collateral damage in Israel's response to Hamas.
I understand Israel has a right to self-defence. Israel has a right to deal with Hamas, because Hamas has declared war on Israel and has murdered its civilians. But the entire population of Gaza cannot be collateral damage in terms of that response to Hamas.